Okay, can I have everybody's attention? We need to bail your man the door if you hear noise, okay?
Are we being politically correct?
We're being fine. Thank you all for coming. We are observing two yahrzeits tonight. The yahrzeit of Bela Bat Chaim, that's Peggy's mother, and Peggy Gorak's mother, and Rabbi Yaakov Ben Chaim Yosef Benjamini, my father-in-law, who it feels like I grew up in that house, because it's so long ago that you look back and you say, I was only a kid then, you know. So, and just didn't stay around long enough, but maybe long enough just to get me started. He was a Baal Midrashot and Agarot. He told stories. And I think he loved the stories of the Midrashim and the Agarotas because they were real to him. The people in the Chumash, in the Tanakh, the people in the Gemara, these were real people to my father-in-law, and he lived with them, and he told stories. But this is a shiur tonight on halacha, and I just want to point out, it's not a discovery that I've made, but it's sort of every time that I go enter on an enterprise like this, it seems to come to me that every time you open a page and start learning, that is the first page. It doesn't matter where you begin. There is no first page. It doesn't matter whether you're in the Chumash or in Gemara or in anywhere, in a Rishon or an Acharon, wherever you are, that is the first page. And you'll always go in a circle. You'll always get to where you have to go to fill in the blanks. You know, I know Rashi didn't mean it this way, but I would say Ein Mukdam U'Mu'cha B'Torah. There is no beginning. There is no not necessarily a chronological order in Torah. And so I'm inviting you to share this mitzvah of Talmud Torah with me tonight, so that we will all share in that mitzvah, and that can only come to understanding. So if I don't do a good job, let's say I have to do a good job, that you're with me and that you can follow this, and there's no reason why anyone in this room can't. So again, if Ein Mukdam U'Mu'cha B'Torah, so we're gonna have some differences of opinions when we get there. And it doesn't matter who came first, because the first guy is still arguing with the second one, even after the second one finishes his, shall we say, his attack. So we have on page one, Kol Machloket Shehi L'Shem Shemayim Sofar L'Hitkayim. Any argument or disagreement that is for the sake of heaven, that argument will L'Hitkayim, will stand. And I think that sort of shows the way Torah works. And what is not for the sake of heaven, what has ulterior motives, these arguments will fall by the wayside, and they won't be remembered, except that they're recorded in the Torah, so they're remembered in that sense. But they're not, but even though they're recorded, they're not continuing. The arguments of Korach and his cohorts is not an argument that continues today. It's just recorded history. So, Ezahi Machloket Shish L'Shem Shemayim, what's an example of an argument which is for the sake of heaven? Zu Machloket Hillel V'Shamai. This is Hillel and Shammai and the discussions between them. V'She'eino L'Shem Shemayim, what is not for the sake of heaven, an example of this, Zu Machloket Korach V'Chol Adato. The whole incident of Korach and his cohorts, it's past history. It's recorded. It's in the Torah. Yes, you can read it. The Torah is forever, but the machlokas is a dead machlokas. But you'll see.
I'm not
focused on anything here. It's
Talmud
Torah.
Yeah.
I read
you won't
both.
Finish.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Make your notes.
All right. You need paper?
Yes.
Okay.
That's okay.
Page 2. In Sefer Bereishis, Lech Lecha, Vayhi Ra'av Ba'ar, I'm in the wrong place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, I didn't number them. We have an incident here where Avraham builds a Mizbeach, Vayiven Sham Mizbeach, and he builds a Mizbeach, Lashem, Vayikra B'Shem Adonai. Let me do that again. Start on, there's a ches, I think I have it circled. Vayatek misham, Avraham moved from there, Hahara, to the mountain, Mikedem, Levet El. What is that? The east of Beit El, Vayet Ohalach. And he pitched his tent, Beit El Miyam, Vahai Mikedem. So Beit El was between him and, the Yom HaTichon, the Mediterranean Sea, Vahai Mikedem, and Ha'ai was on his eastern side, Viven Sham Mizbeach Lashem, and there he built an altar to God, V'yikra B'Shem Hashem, and he called B'Shem Hashem. So my question is, and the reason I picked this, first of all, I never understood, what is that? It's such a strange thing to call on the name of God. I mean, it's like going to the door, knocking, hey God, you know, what are you doing? So, I found two explanations. They're very close to each other. On page 3, the Midrash is the Midrash Rabbah. Just slipped my mind. On the right-hand side of the page, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and Avraham called on the name of God, Melamed, this teaches, Shehekri Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he literally called out the name of God, B'Fi Kol Bria. No, who B'Fi Kol Bria, Dava Acher.
Where are we?
Now, Shekri Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Fi Kol Bria.
Top right hand box.
I have it marked off. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem Melamed Shekri Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Fi Kol Bria.
Period.
Okay. That's all I want. That he called out the name of God in the, I don't know what, you know, I did B'Fi Kol Bria, maybe that means in the language of every man. I'm not sure what it means. Or that he it may be in front of everyone, you know, publicly. Now, if you look at the Ramban on the left-hand side, again, it's in brackets. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Perish. The explanation of this is, Unkelus gives an explanation, Shehit Palel Shem, that he was davening. Kamo Karati Shemcha Hashem Mibor Tachtiot, from Echa. So the idea here is I'm calling out the name of God, that I'm praying to God. But the Ramban is not satisfied with this explanation. V'hanachon, but the correct understanding of this is Shehaya korei b'kol gadol sham lifnei hamizbeach et shem Hashem, that he would call out in a loud voice in front of the mizbeach that he had just built, he would call out the name of God. Modiah, this tells us, Modiah Otov Elukuto Livnei Adam. He was advertising himself and God to the public at large. Ki Baor Kastim Hayamalam Dam Velo Avu Shomea. Because in Or Kastim, he would teach, he would try and advertise and publicize God. And they would not listen to him, either they would not listen to him or he was not allowed to do this. But now, Kishababa, Eretz Hazot, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Shehivtach Ba, when God promised him, V'yavarecha, M'varechecha, And I will bless those that bless you. Haya limud lalam, haya lamud lalamed ulafasem ha'elokut. Then he would learn and teach and advertise God, and what God stands for, what he represents, and what he requires. We're not going to do page four, but page four is the Rambam exploring the same idea of Kishem Hashem Ekra. The reason I did this little exercise is really to get to Ha'azinu. And although I printed a whole section of Ha'azinu, we're not using everything that I printed here, but what I wanted to say is, first of all, you know, this is the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima wrote about, I guess he wrote this about the early part of this century, just around 1900, 1910 maybe. And he was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. This is Baruch HaLevi Epstein. And so this book has been, this Sefer has been around for a long time. But for me, when I was doing this particular project, the book became quite a discovery. Even though it's been put in front of me, it's been suggested, I looked at it. What I'm saying to you now is, if you ever want to learn any pasuk in the Chumash after Rashi, it's my suggestion you go straight to the Torah Tamima. And I would, you can't really say this, but I almost say he's a good, you know, if you only had time for one, I would be hard put to say which you should do. And the reason for that is because he's giving you maybe it's not exhaustive, but let's say for the argument's sake, he's giving you every citation in Chazal on that pasuk. So if you want to understand a pasuk in the Torah, you just have to open the Torah Tamima, and he'll show you how all the Rabbanim over time in the Talmud, in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara, how they learned that pasuk, and you'll understand it. Okay? So he's almost preempting Rashi, because he's going back to all the sources that Rashi knew. So we have this pasuk in Gimel, on page 7. And now I'm going to read this pasuk with Shem Hashem, and sometimes I'll say, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hava Gadol Aleinu, and sometimes I'll say, Ki Shem Adonai Ekra Hava Gadol Aleinu. Because as long as I'm saying a complete pasuk, I can use God's name and I'm not saying it in vain. So let's see. I'm going to divert once more. How did I get started on all this? I wanted to say this in the beginning. I had a question for Rabbi Wasserman. And the question was, I seem to remember you told us something about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, but I don't remember what you said. I know some people say it, some people don't. I got mixed up, something about the Rosh, somebody else. But, you know, you hear things, and then when they don't, you don't retain it, so it becomes something fuzzy in your mind. And the Rabbanim ask us to be meshudadim b'ficha, that the words of the Torah should be sharp in our mouths. We should know exactly what we're doing. So this was a chance to explore this idea, but it led me back to Kishem Hashem Ekra Havo Gadol Olakenu, because Kishem Hashem Ekra is the overall topic of what I'm talking about, and I'm aiming towards one small section of that we're going to deal with. But first, let's go through these various chazals. I think I have them numbered in your copies. So you'll see number 1 on page 7 on the right-hand side, at the bottom, the middle of the page, but it's really the bottom. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayin Lebirkat HaTorah Lefaneha Min HaTorah. How do we know, or where do we know from, that the bracha that we say before Torah, before learning Torah or reading Torah, it's not clear what's being said here. How do I know that this is from the Torah? Shenema Kishem Hashem Ekra Havo gadol aleinu. So that means what? It either means one of two things. It either means before I start to study Torah, right? What does it say? Minayin lebracha haTorah lebirkat haTorah lefaneha, before her. If I make the bracha, get up in the morning and I make a bracha before I learn any Torah, how do I know that I have to do that from the Torah? Kishem Hashem Akra Hava Gadol Elokeinu. Or, when I go up to the Torah on Shabbos morning, or Monday, or Thursday, or Mincha time on Shabbos, I have to make a bracha. How do I know I make a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah? Kishem Hashem Akra Hava Gadol Elokeinu. Yeah? It means either one of those two things. And I'm not saying which, because I don't know yet. That, by the way, is in Brachos Kaf Aleph, a very important citation. One of the documents that I did not Xerox for this book, but leave it as it is. But basically, that's what we need from that daf. Number two. If you see, I'm still on page 7, on the left-hand side. Kishem Hashem Ekra, minayin lebirkat haTorah laachareha min haTorah. How do we know that the bracha, after we read the Torah on Shabbos morning, is deraisa, or it comes from the Torah? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonatan, Rav Yonatan says, Atya Sham Shami Birkat HaMazon. It comes from an inference with Birkat HaMazon. Kativ Hacha Kishem Hashem Ekra, Ukativ Hatam, Uvarachta Et Hashem. So if I have Kishem Hashem Ekra, and I have the word Hashem and Hashem in both places, Uvarachta Et Hashem Elokecha, for Birkat HaMazon, so they make an equivalency, a Gezeira Shava, so because there's a bracha here, that because birkat hamazon is deraisa and it comes after eating, so I must, they make an inference, whether it's justified or not, we'll have to see, that I would have a bracha after kriyas haTorah in this case. We'll come back to that idea. Number three, hava gadol alakenu. Shlosha she'achlu ke'echad chayvim lezamein. If three are eating together, they have to have a mezumen. Minahani mili, from where? Amar Rav Abahu da'asakra kishem Hashem akra hava gadol elokeinu. So, let's stop and think for a minute. Kishem Hashem, I am calling out the name of God. With Kriyas HaTorah, what's the calling out? Well, I'm saying Borchu, and you're going to say Borchu et Hashem Hamavarach, and you're going to say Baruch Hashem Hamavarach Lilam Va'ed. Is that what it is? I am calling out, and you're going to respond. Or maybe it has a different meaning. Maybe it means, according to the Ramban, Kol haTorah Shemotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Torah consists of the names of God. I have that printed here somewhere. Which means, according to the Ramban, that if you were to take all the letters of the Torah and squash them together, you know, just remove all the spaces. Amir could do that on his computer. And then if you knew the 72 names of God, you could go along and with a red pencil and mark off those names. So that the Torah is a continual repetition or naming of the names of God, citations of the names of God. So when the Baal Koreh is reading, he is not only telling the storyline, he is calling out the name of God. So when we're laying the Torah, we are calling out the name of God. So then, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I am reading, I'm laning in the Torah. I'm making the bracha, and let's say I'm laning. So what's Hava Gadol Elokeinu? Maybe, could be one of two things. Either you're going to say amen to my bracha, or you already said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Amaruch Leilam Ve'ed, or it could mean, because we are laning and calling out the name of God, maybe the bracha itself is fulfilling the edict of Hava Gadol Elokeinu. Is that clear? Does that make any sense to anybody? The bracha itself is praise, represents praise to God. So that would be the Hava Gadol Elokeinu. With,
So that's the first Pshat?
Either when I call out, when I say Baruch Hu et Hashem HaMavarech, then you respond Baruch Hashem HaMavarech Leilam Ve'ed. So I am calling on the name of God and you're responding. But maybe if the reading the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, is literally calling out the names of God, the 72 names, maybe that requires a response. And maybe that the response to that is Birkat HaTorah. That's what I'm suggesting. I haven't...
But that would be the one L'Acharel. That wouldn't be the one after now.
Well...
After the Baal Kori reads Hashem's name,
right.
Then we respond with.
It's a good observation. I'm not totally sure. But let's go on. So with Zimun, again, Rabbi Tai Nevarech. So the leader of the Zimun is calling out, and then. The other two people are supposed to be to respond. Yishema Hashem Avrach Mir. Okay, very good.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm allowed. No.
All right. Let's go on. Let's try and finish the other four on page. 9. Hava Gadol Elokeinu Tanya. Right? Page 8. We'll go to page 9. Tanya Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Omer. Right? Kishem Hashem Akra Hava Gadol Elokeinu Amar Lehem Moshe LeYisrael. Moshe says to Am Yisrael, B'sha'asha Ani Mazkir Shemoshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I remember or mention the name of God, Atem Hava Gadol Elokeinu, you have to respond. So this is a generic explanation, and it comes from the Gemara Yuma Lamed Zion. I have it xeroxed here. This is a generic explanation of what the pasuk means. Hava Gadol Elokeinu. In other words, Kishem Hashem Akra, when I call out God's name, you have to respond in some way. What is the response? Is the response in Birkat HaTorah? Is the response in Zimun? Is the response in some other area? It's not clear from this Gemara in Yuma. Again, the next one, this should be number 5, right? Hava Gadol Elokeinu Tanya Minayin LaOmdim BeBeit HaKnesset VeYomrim Barchu Et Hashem HaMavarach. Well, how do we know that when we're in shul and the Chazan says Barchu Et Hashem HaMavarach, or maybe the person saying coming up to the Torah says Barchu Et Hashem HaMavarach Sheonim Achareihem Baruch Hashem HaMavarach LeIlam VeEd. How do we know this? Shneema Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Gadol Elokeinu. And he cites the Sifri. Number 6, Tanya. Minayin la'omer yehei shmei rabba mabarach sha'onim acharab li'olam olol me'al maya tamud lomar hava gadol elokeinu. This is a little known thing. He's quoting also the Sifri. I think the Torah Tamimah explains down below that when I when somebody comes in late, or they're coming in the middle of Kaddish, and they hear Yeheshmei Rabba Mavorach, that person is supposed to answer Li'olam Ula Olamei Ulmaya. We don't normally do that. But that's what the reference here is to, and it's saying, this is from Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Gadol Elokeinu. Finally, number 7. Hava Gadol Elokeinu Mikan She'al Kol Bracha She'shom'im Sarich La'anot Baruch Hu U'Baruch Shemo. And here he's quoting a tshuva of the Rosh, and we're going to come to that now, that whenever you hear the name of God, then you have to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Let's look at that. Let's see if we can find it. First of all, yeah, let's go to page 11. This is a... We're going to skip page 11 now. We're going to go to page 14. This is the Tur, and the Tur is the son of the Rosh. The Tur was really the first one to write a Shulchan Aruch, if you don't count the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch that we have is a condensation of the Tur. And the Beis Yosef spent 20 years writing his Perush, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And then after 20 years, when he found out that most people are not going to read it except for scholars and Torah students, he wrote a shortened version of his Perush, which became the Shulchan Aruch that we have today. But I like the Tur very much. He fills in a lot of things, whereas the Shulchan Aruch is very short and condensed. You can get a much better feeling about things, about a subject, I think, from the Tur, and then work your way down historically. But on page 14, let's start on line 3. I don't have that marked off, but there's so much in here that it would be a shame to miss it. And then we'll come to the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Inyan. V'hachazan mitpalea lahotzi mi she'eino baki. When everybody finishes Shemona Esrei, and the Chazan then begins to repeat the Shemona Esrei, and he wants to be motzi, to include mi she'eino baki, whoever is not able to daven by themselves. V'hakahal, and the congregation, yesh lehem lishtok. Congregation should shut up. They should be quiet. V'lechavein libir karachazen, and they should concentrate on the bracha of the chazen. Loma amein, and to say amein, ukashe'ein, and after every bracha that the chazen makes. Ukashe'ein tes b'beit ha-knesset ha-mechuvanim b'bracha shaliach tzibur. When you don't have 9 other people paying attention to the shaliach tzibur, karov b'einai liyot bracha birkat shaliach tzibur birkat levatala. It's a needless, it comes close to being a needless bracha. He doesn't say it's a needless bracha, but he says if you don't have 9 people, it's almost as irrelevant that he's up there davening. So you need 10 people, the Shaliach Tzibur, and 9 others paying attention. Ki nitkana bracha Shaliach Tzibur li'omra b'yud, because this repetition of the Shemona Esrei, there was a takana to say it among 10 people. Kusha'ein tes, and when you don't have 9, hamukuvanim lebir kotav, who are paying attention to his bracha, nirek kibracha levatala. It appears like it's a needless, wasted bracha. Lachain, therefore, kol adam ya'aseh atzmo ki'ilu ein tisha zulato. Therefore, everybody must consider that there are that he is included in the 9, And that he makes the difference in making the repetition of the Shaliyot Sibor, making it count. V'chaven lebracha hachazan, and he should concentrate on the chazan's bracha. Then he says, v'hamizmarim im hachazan, those who sing along with the chazan, nir'eh k'kalut rosh. It appears that they are very frivolous in their actions. Okay. Here's where I want to be now. I think it's marked off. V'shamati me abba mori, and I heard from my father, the Rosh, Shahaya omer, al kol bracha ubracha shahaya shomea b'chol makom, whenever he heard a bracha, which means a bracha has Shem Hashem in it, wherever he was, he would say, Baruchu uvrach shemo. And that's the source of Baruchu uvrach shemo. Oh, that's the source of the minhag. V'zesh amar Moshe Rabbeinu ki Shem Hashem ekraho v'gadol olakeinu. This phrase from the Torah, from Ha'azinu, this is where it comes from. It's a reenactment, it's a fulfillment of this requirement, of this edict, ki Shem Hashem ekra, when you hear the name of God, v'gadol olakeinu, and how do you ascribe greatness to God? You say, Baruchu v'ruch shemo. V'yafilu kishemaz kirim tzarich bas, and in a similar way, when you hear the name of a tzaddik, kishemaz kirim tzaddik basav adam tzarich lebaracho, you also have to make a bracha in a similar fashion for that tzaddik, somebody who has passed on to the next world, shene'ma zecha tzaddik lebaracha, as it says that the remembrance of that tzaddik should be for a memory. And then we'll just go on a few more lines because I think this is critical. V'anu amen acha kol bracha u'bracha, must say amen after every bracha. Bein otam shiatsu yedei tefillah u'bein otam shelo yatsu. Whether you're yotzei or not with a bracha, you have to say amen when you hear it. V'kavana shiichavein b'libo, you should have the intention when you're saying amen that it means emeti, it's true. Habracha shebeiracha mavarech. That bracha that the person made is a true bracha. Va'anima amin bezen, I believe it. Ki amen hu lishon ha'amanat devarim. Because amen is simply saying, affirming your belief in these matters. Now, on the... on the Kishem Baruchu Ruch Shemo, which is where I originally wanted to come, and now you see that the Rabbi Wasserman was right. I didn't think he was, but that it began with the Rosh, and there doesn't seem to be anything earlier citing Baruchu Ruch Shemo, although the Rosh is bringing a justification for it. And I had the discussion with Jay Miller, Rabbi Jay Miller, my private Rebbe. I don't know, I mean, maybe it was a minhag that was growing up at the time of the Rosh, and he took it over and he gave an explanation to it. We really don't know how it began at that time. But in any event, I have a few questions about this. Number one, isn't it redundant? We're already saying amen to every bracha. So what are you throwing in Baruch Hu Baruch Shema? We're fulfilling Havagadol Olakeinu with saying Amen, ascribing greatness to God. We're saying Amen, and I believe this. That's one question. And the other question is, aren't you interrupting the bracha? It's a hafsaka. What are you interrupting the other person's bracha? That's a question. Now, on page 15. And here's what I mean, a machlokas l'shem shemayim. We have a printout from the Maaseh HaRav. It's a book by one of the students of the Vilna Gaon about how the Vilna Gaon conducted himself. It's really a very interesting sefer. I've never seen it before until now, but there's a lot to look at in it. With the printing, the way this is printed out, although my Xerox copy isn't so good, but the new editions of this are just wonderful. So Mem Gimel, it's circled. L'shmoa tefilat yud chet mipi hashaliach tzibur. So you have to... Yes? Page 15?
Top right corner.
1-5.
Yeah.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. So you should listen to the Shemona Esrei, the repetition of the Shemona Esrei by the Shaliach Tzibur, Umitoch HaSidur, you should even have a Siddur in front of you as you follow the repetition of the Shaliach Tzibur, V'la Anot Amen, Acha Kol Bracha U'Bracha, and to answer Amen after every Bracha. V'lo Lahakpid Al Baruch Uvruch Shemo. But don't worry about Baruch Uvruch Shemo, Ki Hashaliach Tzibur Eino Mamtim Ad Shetichle Mipi Ha'am Umafsid Chazarat HaTefilah. So the problem here is he's saying very often that the Shaliach Tzibur is going so fast he doesn't give you time to respond to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So two things happen. Number one, I have very often heard, I'm sure many of us have, I just hear people saying Shemo, Shemo, Shup, Shup. You know, they're saying, they're muttering something, but it's hard to know what they're saying. So the Vilna Gaon here is saying, if they're going to rush and they're going to not give you the time to answer, don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And furthermore, if you have 100 people answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and the Chazan already finishes the bracha, then you haven't heard the end of the bracha, which is another complication. And then you don't have time to say Amen because he's on to the next bracha. If you look at Vav on the left-hand column, this little note on this topic explains, Afal Gav de Yesh Makor L'Din La'anot Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Even though we have a source, which is the Tshuva of the Rosh, and he also cites Biyuma Lamed Zayin, the various quotations that I brought on Kishem Hashem Akra Havagadol Lakenu, right? Amar Lahem Moshe LiYisrael. He's quoting Yuma again. B'Sha'asha Anima Askiya Shemoshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem Havagadol Lakenu. And he cites this, but even and notwithstanding this, he says the Vilna Gaon would say, don't say it, or certainly if he's davening too fast, don't say it. But then I found a very interesting footnote. I think Rabbi Wasserman overlooked it, but I told him about it. I got to get credit for something here. But so if you turn back to page 9, the Torah Tamima, Baruch Levi Epstein. And by the way, I read all of these notes. I would just wish they were bigger, but on page 9, I have a little box at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read that to you, even if you can't see it. And he says, "Ubesefer Charedim," and I'm not sure what that sefer is. Maybe Rabbi Wasserman will tell us after the shiur. It says, "Huva Midrash." A midrash is brought down. Shetzarich la'anot al kol bracha, baruchu baruch shemo. So he's got a different source from the Rosh, Sefer Charedim, and it's not Sefer Chasidim, right? So okay. V'lo yedati al ma samchu rabim ushleimim limnoa me'aniyazu. I don't know what's bothering people who are chachamim. You got to listen to this. People who are shleimim, complete, and talmidei chachamim, who are telling us not to say this baruch hu baruch shemo. V'af ki shemati ta'amim al zeh. But I know all the reasons why they advanced for not saying it. Aval einam mitkablim li. I don't accept these explanations. So according to the Torah Tamima, who came 200 years after the Vilna Gaon, so he is coming back to the defense of the Rosh and saying, yes, you should say Baruch Hu or Baruch Shemo. Now, I didn't get nearly as far as I wanted, but let's do one more thing here. And that's on what?
I didn't overlook it. I never saw it.
Ah, well, that's what I meant. Okay, but again, an advertisement for the Torah Tamima. You know, once you're up and running and you're reading Hebrew, I'll never budge without him again. Anything I read, I mean, I don't care how slowly I go. It's just an incredible book. It's incredible. I mean, he just lays it out for you. You don't have to do any work. It's just there, and you can find. You don't have to call 100 rabbis to find out what am I going to say on a particular topic. You just go to the Torah Tamima, and you'll find everything that has to be said. But now they have a new thing. It's called the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and it's almost as wonderful as the Torah Tamima. It's what?
Father says
difficult.
What? You have it on page 16.
Uh-oh, what?
Right, because that you can't skip before you go.
What?
Page 16, the Aruch Hashulchan, the father holds
that... No. That's why I skipped it. What? It's on a totally different topic. And I don't know why you advanced it. Because that has to do with Hafsakas. When I'm in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, I may not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to somebody else who's doing a repetition of the Shas. But he's not. But that's not talking about people who are standing and finished davening and they're listening to the Shemona Esrei. That's totally different.
Because
there's no Hafsaka. They're not
the last four words.
What?
Where are you?
On page 16.
Ah!
There is no source in the Gemara. Right? He completely repudiates the Sefer Haredim. So there's a medrash of the Sefer Haredim.
Alright, so wait a minute. So now if you go to my Encyclopedia Talmudit on page 12, I don't know if you have it underlined.
Just a minute, let me go flip.
Everything. Aren't you glad I didn't do two sided? I got so mixed up I unsided it. Rabbi told me to make two sides the same paper, and I got so mixed up. If you go to page 12, 1, 2, 3, third column over, first... Yeah, that paragraph, is that underlined?
No.
Go down three lines, Kevan. You see the words Kevan? She'eino ela minhag velo tikun chachamim. So this agrees with the rabbi. Everybody agrees that... I'm on the third column of page 12. The first complete paragraph, three lines down.
You have to start from the beginning of the...
No, but I'm just... I wanted to start at the very beginning, but wait a minute. I'm just pointing out, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not a din. It's not a halacha. It's a minhag. Kevan she'eino ela minhag v'lo tikun chachamim. But look what he says at the bottom. Therefore,
number 9.
Yeah, I'm on the bottom. Do you see Bereva Shema in big bold print?
Yes.
Okay, go up three lines, and you'll see what he says here. His conclusion v'lochein. Yizaheh HaShaliach Tzibur, the person reciting the Shemona Esrei, the Chazan, Shelo Yimaheh Kol Kach, he shouldn't daven so fast. Lachtom Techav Et HaBracha, to finish the Bracha. Ela Yishheh Ma'at, he should stop a little bit. B'sha'ah Aniyat Baruch, so that people have time to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And if you go into certain shuls, you'll see there's a rhythm where the chazan knows to daven slowly, or it's his practice to daven slowly, and he will say Baruch Ata Hashem, and he'll pause, and everyone will say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then he'll continue. And there's a rhythm, and there's a back and a forth, and a back and a forth, and once you get into that rhythm, it almost demands itself, so to speak. So, again, we're coming close to my deadline. I was going to read through with you this whole paragraph on Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo as presented here in the Encyclopedia Talmudit. It is an article worth studying. Every single line has footnotes and sources, and he lays it all out. Everything that I said tonight is in here in this one little article on Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You don't have to read everything else, but you can. I mean, I put it. I gave you the sources to see them, but it's all here. And if anyone wants to review any of this with me again privately, it will be my pleasure, because I haven't begun to talk. In any event, on page 26. Relax. No, we're at the end. You can turn to almost the last page. It should be the last page. And I have it bracketed. We're in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Tarfon is being quoted. Hu hayomea, he would say, Lo alecha hamlacha legmor. Thank God, it's not for you to finish the work. Velo ata ben chorim lihibatel mimeno, but you're not free from desisting. You're not free from trying to finish it. You don't have to finish it, but you better try to finish it. So, with that, Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lizakot et Yisrael, Lefichach, Hirbalahem Torah, Umitzvot, Shinema, Adonai Chafetz Laman Sidko, Yagdil Torah, V'yadir. We're going to say Kodesh to Rabbanan.
Where are you going, ladies?
I would please
come back. Not in a shul, you don't need a pizza.
Yeah, we want you to answer on me.
Okay, yeah.
Or both of worship.
All right.
Not in this case.
Yitkarel, v'yitkarei, Shemei Rabba.
Amen.
V'yalma devrachi v'utei, v'yalmich machutei.